You are tuned to CICK News on 93.9 FM in Smithers. CICK News is your news source for regional and provincial news Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's hosted by Dan Messick and myself, Pamela Hassan. Find and follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com and frequencynews.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. CICK News is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada.
Today on CICK News, Midsummer Music Festival celebrated 43 years this weekend, and naturally, CICK was roaming the festival grounds, talking with smithereens about what makes festival so special still after 43 years. But first, Pam Hassan attended the launch of Stolen by Fire, a project deeply rooted in the shared histories of the Wet'suwet'en people. Here is her report.
Stolen by Fire is an exhibit that emerges from the collaborative efforts of author Tyler McCreary and artists Stephanie Anderson and Facundo Gastiazoro. This project seeks to explore and share the complex narratives of the Wet'suwet'en people, particularly their experiences of dispossession and resilience. Rooted in the historical context of the Smithers area, the exhibit builds on the themes addressed in McCreary's 2018 book, Shared Histories. Stolen by Fire aims to present a personal and collective history through a combination of text and imagery. And now they are inviting community feedback to ensure authenticity and also relevance. Through this collaborative approach, Stolen by Fire aspires to create a space for dialogue and healing, acknowledging the ongoing impact of colonial history while celebrating the strength of the Wet'suwet'en community. If you would like to see Stolen by Fire and offer your feedback, it's in Smithers right now on display at the Old Church on First Avenue.
Today we're gathered here just to give a sense. This is a project that extends out of the Shared Histories book and the exhibit at the museum, but tries to tell the story in a different way that might access different people, but also forwards the stories of particular families and their experiences. It's a collaboration between myself, Tyler McCreary, Stephanie Anderson, and Facundo Gastiazoro.
I visited the opening night of Stolen by Fire at the Old Church last Thursday night in Smithers and sat with each of the creators. Facundo Gastiazoro, who created the illustrations along with Stephanie Anderson's form line and illustrations, told me about a bit of the process of creation between these two muralists and artists who have worked together for years on public art and story through image.
We talk a lot when we paint murals because we do a lot of work together. I know we talk about this project. We are talking about this project two or three murals already in the back. So we meet, with Tyler, and we talk about the story arc and how we will use colors and elements to describe these feelings and describe these emotions of people who's been pushed around and dispossessed for generations now. It's an intense work, and we checked in each other's feelings quite a bit because it's heavy stuff. Stephanie has a direct connection to the story.
Mm-hmm. Tyler had said that he had been kind of collecting this information since about 2014, and so picking and choosing what to bring in, was that his decision? Was that yours as the artist, was that kind of a combined thing as well? Because these stories are deeply personal.
It was like the other, like when we, working in a page is pretty much like was to work in the arc of the history. We have a meeting, we talk about what was important to talk about it, and Tyler, instead of us going and working a little bit the mechanics of how the things were going to work, was Tyler, and he wrote the story. And now it's going to be like having the feedback and the intake of all that information that people mm-hmm. are putting us, than giving us. We will move a bit. It's not really far away from what we have.
Right, yeah.
That was a great thing. Let's see how more feedback we get. And it's great to change stuff.
A little bit of input. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I didn't saw something about one particular page, mm-hmm. and it's like, oh, totally, mm-hmm. that's the way to do it. Mm-hmm. And so it's good.
So my name is Stephanie Anderson. I'm a Wet'suwet'en artist living in Terrace, BC. Well, it's actually a working title, so okay. maybe stolen by Fairbairn, maybe not. Okay. But my role in this project has been kind of like co-illustrator with Facundo. We've gone through the whole process of creating all the designs together. And for me, my part was bringing the Wet'suwet'en culture and traditional art form to the pieces. So today we're presenting kind of where we're at with the project. So some of these are pretty polished up. Some of them we feel still have some work to be done. But what we're doing is we're introducing it to the community, to the families, most of all the families, to kind of show them, get their feedback, and see how it's being received. Because our biggest thing is, like, we're not only telling a single person's history, but from the generation that we begin with, it's quite a large family that is involved in the story. So we just wanted to, like, show it to them, give them the opportunity to see it, to feel it, and see how it's landing and resonating with them. And then just again, like I said, get that feedback so we can, you know, move it forward to completion in the best way that we can.
What's the intention of it when it is completed?
So when it's completed, we're going to get it printed. And we want to get it into homes, into cafes, into the schools, high schools, universities, bookstores. Basically, what we want to do is we want to get this story and we want to get it out there so everybody has a chance to pick it up and learn about it. Because it's such a huge part of the history of Smithers and the Wet'suwet'en people as a whole.
Yeah. I see Chief Sahil here, and was the intention for tonight too to, yeah, I guess, like you said, bring those families in, but also bring elders to see it, or have they seen it before, or is this some people's first time?
So it will be the first time for some, but we did hold a specific evening on, I can't remember which day, maybe Tuesday? We had just the families come in, just to kind of give a safe environment for them to kind of feel and share and, like, give that feedback to us directly. Mm-hmm. And today everyone's invited, as well as the community members.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
My name is Tyler McCreary. I was born and raised in Smithers, and I'm an author. I wrote shared histories, and I'm now working on this collaboration on Stolen by Fire.
So we're here at the old church today in Smithers and seeing what are beautiful and very powerful images that are the drafts of what will be the book eventually. So the images definitely draw you in, but then you stop and you read the words. I guess, can you tell me a little bit about the process of getting to this point here?
So this comes, I've been working on versions of telling this story for over a decade. Many of the people that I originally collected stories with and I feel obligation to carry with a lot of care have passed on, but continuing to try to share the story that began kind of as the story of Indiantown, but like sort of stretches beyond that to understand the ways that the story of the discrimination of Indigenous people within the Smithers Town site connects to the longer history of discrimination on the territories, as well as these kind of other institutional forms, whether it be residential school or foster care systems. Mm-hmm. And really what we're trying to do in the project is take what was written in a kind of more historical way and personalize it through working in close collaboration with Stephanie Anderson to tell the story of her family and the ways in which we can trace this history, but then also speak to the elements that go beyond words, the kind of emotional, affective register to speak from the heart, really, and access the way that art allows you to kind of access an emotional register that maybe dry words or citations don't get us to. So it's really trying to speak to that kind of effective element of the story. So I think part of it was to really humanize the experience and show what this meant in the kind of lives of particular people, and to be able to relate to the depth of feeling, the kind of structure of feeling that really arcs through the life of a family. And that's, it's really stretching for me to kind of speak in a different modality. And I love it. It's such a privilege to be able to work with gifted artists like Stephanie and Facundo, who have access to these other kind of tools of communication. And our hope is really to have like a different kind of entry point that speaks to different in a different modality, but also like maybe reaches different audiences. And ultimately the work I think that we want to, is kind of reparative. Like we want to acknowledge this past in a way that respects the hurts and allows us to move forward with a process of healing.
You can view the current phase of Stolen by Fire at the Old Church in Smithers on First Ave, open to the public until the end of the day on Wednesday, July 8th. The exhibit features large, readable pages displayed on tables adorned with juniper and hemlock boughs. The creators of this exhibit have included these branches to provide visitors with a grounding element, and you are encouraged to rub the leaves if you feel the need to reconnect while engaging with the work. Additionally, a poster with a QR code for feedback is available at the venue, allowing you to share your thoughts on the exhibit. Thanks once again to Tyler McCreary, Stephanie Anderson, and Facundo Gastiazoro for their time.
For more than 43 years, the Midsummer Music Festival has resonated with hundreds of people that continue to celebrate festival every year. But what is it about the Midsummer Music Festival that keeps it vibrant after 43 years? CACK News descended on festival goers to find out.
Any fires need to be.
On my journey to the sun, the secret chief's beginning to come. She sits alone on the hill, staring at the sun.
Lori, I work for CICK. What do you like about this festival?
Well, it's very great to meet you. My name is Jeff, and I'm excited for this coffee I'm about to have, aside from running into all the good people down here at the festival grounds. I think music really brings people together.
Well, it makes them happy a lot of times.
Yeah, and helps make them want to dance. Do you like dancing?
Well, not really.
We'll catch you later. I'm on a shift still. I'm just going.
But
to
I still okay. Do like okay. Fishing.
Hey, well, thank you for the interview.
Yeah, thanks.
Enjoy the rest of your festival.
Yeah, we'll have to track down another person that we know from CICK.
Enjoy the afternoon.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
Hi. Hi there. I'm Ryan Whedon. I'm the grounds coordinator of Midsummer Festival and the president of the Bulkley Valley Folk Music Society. We're down here on the Bulkley Valley Exhibition Grounds having an excellent day on the Saturday of Midsummer. The weather is doing its absolute best to cooperate. I contacted the head coordinators and asked them to call the rain people and ask them to turn it off, which it seems they have complied, which is excellent. Good coordination, I think.
Ryan, it's funny, when I was talking to people about this year's festival, it sounds like it's been quite a few festivals before since we've seen rain the last time in the forecast, but somehow we just sat down here and the sky opened up and it's nice and sunny. When it's like this, you know, what does it bring to the music festival? Why does it make it so special?
Well, you know, it's funny, the weather is always an unpredictable element, and when you're doing an outdoor event, you are subject to it, and the weather forecast kind of gives you one symbol and a number, and you're supposed to expect what that's going to be, and the end result that we've gotten out of the forecast is a lot better than what could have been given the forecast. I think it's beautiful to have the a little bit of rain and a little bit of sun, and I'm just happy that it's not windy, because it just means everything's comfortable. It feels great right now, all this sun beating down on me.
You know, Ryan, you've been doing this for a number of years. I know there's a deep history and connection you have to it too, but you know, what's the big deal this year? What's going on at festival?
I think for me, the biggest story is the number of volunteers that have come out to contribute their time and energy to what we're doing. As part of my grounds coordination, I do the work bees. I coordinate the work bees, and we do work bees every Saturday in June, and our first work bee, we concentrate our activities at our building, at our clubhouse, where we store everything. And I was actually more worried about having too many people on that day than I was having not enough. So we didn't advertise that one, and we still got 25 people that came out. Then our following work bee, we had 30. And then we had two work bees in a row with 40 people each, which is, I don't understand how that happens. I'm not sure that it's something that we've done to get that result. I think that a lot of it is the work that's been done by the founding generation to set the culture of volunteerism within the society, to give people the expectation of what we do and how we do it and how it feels to come down and do it together. And I remind all our volunteers that I don't want 110% out of you today. I want 70%. I want a solid 70%. And you save that other 30% for having a good time, getting to know each other, hanging out. And that 30% is reserved for creating the vibe. And so our grounds volunteers that spend all that time making the physical parts of festival happen are down here creating that vibe together, and that's what we present to the public when they arrive. And I think that that's a really important element. The volunteers that we have during the event we don't have any shifts left to fill. Everybody's shifts are full. Nobody's clamoring for volunteers right now. So that is, to me, the story of the festival, is how many people want to be out here participating in it. The music, I haven't had time to even go focus on that, because I'm so focused on the physical parts of it. And so I'm now not having to do a whole lot, and I get to walk around and actually go see some music, which isn't always the case. So I'm happy with how it's been going so far.
Love that, Ryan. I guess that's the last thing for you. You know, there's a number of acts here. Every year things change up, but there's a couple of local talents that have gone away and have made it big and are back here. Tell me who you're looking forward to seeing this year at festival.
The number one that I'm looking forward to is Maddie J. I've followed her career path through the social media pages, and I've seen her go off and go to music school, and she produces lots of content with the people that she was with there. Then on to playing and touring with Lord, and then I was really excited that she started making her own music and making her way as the artist that she is. And I have not seen her live yet playing her own music, and so that's really what I'm looking forward to this evening. I was able to meet her band the other day, and that's definitely the one that I'm looking forward to the most. I'm also looking forward to Urchin on main stage this evening. I think it's 9 o'clock, if I remember right. They're really great. I've done sound for them several times, and I love it every time. I love it when Ben's son Angus gets up there and plays with them. It's just great to see the kids on there performing and participating, and there's so much to look forward to. You can't go to a stage without smiling. So
Ryan, thank you so much.
Thank you for the interview, and hello to the listeners. If you're not able to be here at this festival, we do it every year, so come on down to whatever you can get to.
Yes, I am recording now.
Hi, my name's Nadia. I'm here at the Midsummer Music Festival 2026.
Hi, my name's Lawrence. I'm at the Music Festival 2026.
Awesome. I'm so glad we're here together.
What are you doing?
I'm making some earrings right now.
Oh.
And we've been hanging out all day. There's been a little bit of rain, but mostly it's been pretty nice out.
Good music.
Just jamming over.
We're jamming, you know?
Yeah.
My name is Marion Rose, and I'm sitting at the membership desk for Bulkley Valley Folk Music Society.
What's different about this year's music festival?
Well, probably the most obvious thing is that there's no bleachers. There's no bleachers, and that's good. What else? There's been more rain this year than other years. There's different musicians. What else is different? I think the kids are nicer. There's lots of really nice kids around. If you ever sat on the old bleachers, you probably got a splinter in your bum. Those things were there for a long time. And somewhere around, I can't remember, the third or fourth year of this festival, those bleachers used to be much smaller and much closer to the main stage. So about, again, I can't remember the year, they moved back and put a cover on them. They were never covered before. So then they sat like that for 30-some years and just kind of got older and more rickety. And finally, between the exhibition folks and the festival, they decided to take them down. So they're in the works to recreate something, and they're looking for funding to do that. But I don't actually know the status of how far that's gotten right now.
I mean, the bleachers are gone, but it doesn't seem like it affected the attendance here at Main Stage.
No, not really. And even when it rained, there seemed to be quite a lot of room underneath the tents. Those tents are great. So that seemed to work quite well. But it would still be nice to have some kind of nice big seating space.
What do you love about festivals?
I love meeting all the people, and I love people sitting around listening to music. I love people who are picking up an instrument because they think they can maybe play at the festival. So it encourages people to become a musician, encourages people to talk to each other and dance with each other and play games with each other. That's what I love about it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or check us out on the web at smithersradio.com. CICK News has been made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to my colleague Pam Hassan and all of our roving journalists, I'm Daniel Messick. Thanks for listening.